Solomon Islands.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Solomon Islands welcomes the delegation of Kiribati and thanks them for the positive engagement during this UPR process, the respect for human rights, and the broad commitment to cooperating with the Human Rights Council and all other international mechanisms. We recognize the work of Kiribati to progressively implement human rights, including the ratification of the Convention Against Torture in 2019. We acknowledge efforts and initiatives of the government of Kiribati, which has made significant progress in meeting its obligation through incorporating human rights principles into national legislation. We also recognize the country's plan as it relates to human rights around equality and elimination of sexual and gender-based violence, rights of persons with disabilities, child's rights, as well as implementation plan specifically on climate change and disaster risk management. In constructive spirit, Solomon Islands recommends that Kiribati 1. Ratify the International Covenant on Economic, Social and Cultural Rights, as well as the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights. 2. Establish a national institution for human rights in accordance with the Paris Principles. 3. Strengthen its legal and institutional frameworks with respect to the implementation of the rights of human rights, the right to water and sanitation. Solomon Islands wishes the delegation of Kiribati a successful UPR. I thank you.